Doctors treating Damar Hamlin have removed his breathing tube. They say the Buffalo Bills player is talking for the first time since he collapsed on the field during a game on Monday. But his cardiac arrest has rattled the entire league. Here's Bills quarterback Josh Allen in a press conference yesterday.
Putting that helmet back on was a really good thing for our team and just to kind of go through that process. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't say, you know, some people are going to be changed forever.
For more, we're joined by ESPN NFL analyst and commentator Mina Kimes. Mina, hello.
Hi.
So Damar Hamlin is awake and talking, which is great news. Yesterday he communicated through writing because he was still connected to a breathing tube. Here's what Dr. Timothy Pritz said happened when he first woke up.
He asked, did we win? The answer is yes. You know, Damar, you won. You've won the game of life. And that's probably the most important thing out of this. And we really need to keep him at the center of everything else that's going on.
So Hamlin's improving. Is there a sense for doctors that he's going to make a full recovery at this point, Mina?
You know, it's obviously a bit early to speculate about what's going to happen in the near long-term future. But the news coming out right now out of Cincinnati is really good. It's been positive for a couple of days, as you said at the beginning. Damar Hamlin is talking, he's breathing on his own. And so to get here now, I think, is pretty incredible. And you heard it in Josh Allen's voice.
Yeah. Do we know anything more about what might have caused his heart to stop?
So they haven't been super specific about what caused the cardiac arrest. Of course, though, like everyone who's watching the game, I saw him receive a pretty forceful blow to the chest. So, you know, you can draw your own conclusions based on what we've seen. But at the moment, all we know is that he immediately went into cardiac arrest.
The NFL made the decision not to restart the game between the Bills and the Bengals because it wouldn't affect the upcoming playoffs. How did the teams respond to that decision?
You know, it really started the night of. I think watching that, everyone's first thought was, well, they're going to keep playing because this is the NFL. They always keep playing.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, there's horrible injuries all the time. This is not the first time an ambulance has been on the field. But then when the severity of what had happened became apparent, as well as the players' really unprecedented reactions, the game was called off. And that led to the round of wondering if it would be played again. There's a pretty tight time crunch for the NFL because we're entering the final week of the regular season, and then you go straight into the playoffs. And I think it was because of that time crunch, as well as just the general sentiment of how strange it would be to watch these two teams pick up right where they left off,
mm-hmm.
that led to the NFL making this decision to not play it.
Yeah. You know, as you just mentioned, it is no secret that football can be dangerous. But after Hamlin's collapse, we've seen coaches from across the league acknowledge that danger as they watch their players put their bodies on the line. How have they been talking to their teams about that? And how out of the ordinary is it?
It's very out of the ordinary. You know, we do see pretty horrible injuries all the time in football. But I think what was so unusual about this injury, him having to be administered CPR on the field, him not showing any signs of life, frankly. I mean, how often have we seen a player be carted off but raise his thumb for the thumbs up to let the crowd know, hey, I'm conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then so to your question, I think what a lot of the coaches have been talking about is tending to their players' mental health, as well as the mental health of their players' families, because whether a player is on the field watching this happen, you know, the Bills circled around him to protect him, their teammate, or just an NFL player who was not playing, watching that game, I have to think that all of them thought, well, that could have been me. And it's really hard to process that. It's psychological. I mean, it's fairly traumatic. And now they're going to return to play on Sunday.
What about the players themselves? I know you've been talking to players. What are they most concerned about?
First and foremost, Damar Hamlin and his family. And I think just the good news coming in the last couple of days, you can feel just so much relief from players, both current and former, across the league. And then I think, you know, there's been a lot of communication, storytelling amongst players who are sharing similar experiences, incidents, moments in which they or their families worried about the violence of the game. And I think that's a good conversation to have because it's important for those of us who cover the league, but also fans, to recognize the risk that comes with playing football.
Do you think any kind of change might come out of this?
You know, I think this injury is not the sort of injury or incident that does lead to change in terms of like rules on the field or procedures, because it was very uncommon. That said, there are still plenty of changes to be made in regard to both player safety, ongoing issues with brain injuries in particular, and the effects of those after football. And then I think just caring for the players after the game is a conversation that needs to be had. And I think there needs to be more focus on that amongst, again, not just people in and around the league, but fans as well.
ESPN NFL analyst and commentator Mina Kimes. Thank you so much, Mina.
Thanks for having me.